The Charlotte Boxing Academy is located in a large brick warehouse in Charlotte's No-Daw area. It looks and it feels like a gym should. Trains go blowing by on the tracks just outside. Inside, the gym is a little bit dank. It has lots of signs on the walls with words like guts and glory and sweat. But on this day, one sign in particular stands out. It reads, "We are gentlemen first, students second, and boxers third." And for most everyone who works out here, all of that's true. But for a few unique boxers at the CBA, it's only partially true.
Everybody seems feel like they can box. When you're not a boxer, you know, you're like, I can get in there, I could beat her up or whatever.
Tamika Stevens is one of 10 female boxers who train at the gym and who have made that sign look outdated.
When I first came in, I didn't love it that much. I was like, all right, I'm going to go in. I always wanted to do it. I'm going to try it. But now I actually love the sport.
Stevens is a product of Mecklenburg County's boxing program, which is organized by the Parks and Rec Department. The 27-year-old New Jersey native is muscular, but she flashes a pretty smile when you bring up the national title she won a year ago. Stevens is in Colorado Springs today at the USA Amateur Boxing Championships. Her goal is to defend her title against the nation's best female challengers in her weight class. Her coach of 2.5 years, James Presley, is very confident.
She's right up there at the top. She's one of our elite boxers. She's an elite boxer in the nation, and she's definitely an elite boxer in our gym. The chances of winning are great. I don't expect to leave without a gold medal.
Also pursuing gold this week is Charlotte native Courtney Hunter. She, too, is part of the Park and Recs program at the CBA and trains under its head coach, Alvin Simpson. Next to Stevens, Hunter is smaller but appears more athletic. Tattoos line one forearm, and there's another tat, as she calls them, on her neck. When she's not boxing, she drives an 18-wheeler. Hunter got into the sport after watching it on television and thought she could do it better.
I saw a lot of professional women that, for lack of a better term, sucked. And I was like, man, I could do that. So I got on the internet and looked in the phone book, and I came across CBA and gave them a call. Here I am.
Hunter and Stevens are just two of about 2,000 female boxers who are slowly moving their sport from the status of a sports world sideshow to that of a serious contender. Coach Simpson is proof of that trend. His resume includes work with male stars like Oscar De La Hoya and Roy Jones Jr. But 5 years ago, he added the first female to his list of pupils.
Stop. Period like you're doing. Period it and then step over and throw it. You parent it out the way so her guard is out. Go ahead and throw it. Work.
Simpson says in the past, the gap between the quality of male boxers and female boxers was giant. But today, as he prepares Hunter for nationals, Simpson says the women have pulled even.
Just as you see a young man that comes in the gym, works out, trains hard and everything, the females come in, do the same thing. The dedication, their work ethics, and their focus is just as a man. When they hit that bag, they hit the bag just as a man. When they move, they hit it just as a man does.
Both coaches and both fighters agree. Those who know boxing well recognize the talent and seriousness of today's female fighter. But even as a national champion, Tamika Stevens says there are still those who don't take her seriously. And most of them are men.
You know, they get intimidated by a woman boxer, definitely. It's almost like they're jealous. You know, it's annoying. Sometimes some people say things, I just have to be like, okay, whatever. Like, you don't even know. Like, They really obsess me.
Despite those naysayers, Stevens has still been able to enjoy her success. Being a part of the USA national team, an honor she earned with last year's gold medal, has meant recent trips to Russia and Argentina. And someday soon, both fighters would like to make a living off of the sport. For Stevens, it may be a way to better provide for her 5-year-old daughter. But even if the jump to the professional ranks does not pan out for her, Hunter says boxing will still be a part of her life.
There's only a few women, professional women boxers that can make a living out of it, you know what I'm saying? But even if I didn't make a living out of it, you know, and I still had a job, I'm still going to box.
As for this week, Hunter has plans of getting another tattoo if she wins gold in Colorado. Whether they win medals or not, both women have already proved why the sport is no longer just for gentlemen and why the day should be numbered for that outdated sign on the wall. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.